Good times, great music, 2STP, Bramman here this afternoon. Going to get healthy now with our naturopath from beamingwithhealth.com. It's Mim Beam. How are you, Mim?
I'm really well, Pete, and you?
Yeah, feeling okay, Mim. Before we go on with our topic today, now you've got an open day.
I do.
This weekend, station, have you?
Absolutely. The Station Master's Residence, which is 25 Station Street in Barrel, between 10 and 1pm on Saturday, absolutely free. And come along and get some reflexology, little mini massages, everything's free, a colour workshop, and I'm giving some breathing workshops as well.
So that's tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly, 10 to 1.
Okay, now is all the info on your webpage?
It is not.
Okay.
It's on the Station Master's webpage.
All right.
Come along, it's that beautiful old Station Master's residence just opposite the station.
Oh, okay. People...
And it will have balloons up and everything.
So people know where it is?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Come along.
I'll come along. You'll get a massage or something.
Yeah.
Now, our topic today is we're going to talk about the benefits of carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
I hope Julia Gillard's not listening to this.
Too much hot air.
Yeah. Well, what carbon dioxide, we breathe that out, don't we?
We breathe it out and people think of it as a waste gas.
Mm.
But it's not. It's actually really, really important. So it's all about balance, like everything else. So it's not having, it's having that levels just slightly higher. So this is, you know, someone's got asthma, they've got anxiety, high blood pressure, a sleep apnea, it could be that their carbon dioxide levels in their blood is too low. So what a slight increase in carbon dioxide, we're not talking a huge amount, like we're talking about 1 or 2%, what it can do is actually increase oxygen to the tissues. So the brain actually reads how much carbon dioxide there is to release oxygen. So oxygen is being combined with the hemoglobin molecule on the red blood cells.
Mm.
You with me, Pete?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm jotting all this down. Go on.
Now, this is all on my website. But it's absolutely fascinating. So the brain isn't saying how much oxygen is there. The brain is saying how much carbon dioxide is there.
Okay.
So if it's slightly higher, what happens is that the oxygen is released from the hemoglobin and goes to places. So, and that's called the Bohr effect. So it's actually a slightly higher carbon dioxide allows oxygen to be transported throughout the tissues.
All right. We really can't control how much carbon dioxide we have.
Oh, yes, we can. We can just breathe through our nose.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
over-breathing or losing, like mouth breathing and coughing too much and sneezing and snoring means that we lose too much carbon dioxide. So we do have control.
Oh, okay then.
Now, just two other quick things.
Yeah,
slight increase in carbon dioxide stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, and that's the relaxing nervous system. So the sympathetic nervous system is the flight and fight.
Mm.
The parasympathetic one is the relax and digest. We want more of that one.
Oh, do we?
So the slightly higher carbon dioxide switches on the parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
And there's another thing.
Yeah.
You're sounding very excited, Pete.
No, I'm taking you all in. Go on.
Is that it increases nitric oxide.
Ah.
And nitric oxide, we make ourselves, but it's a local antioxidant and it's an antibiotic. So we want more of that stuff.
Okay, well, that's good. So you recommend that through nostril breathing, bring through the nose,
by not,
is what I do?
By not over-breathing, by trying to not mouth breathe.
Oh, okay.
And we did talk about nose breathing before, how important it was.
Yeah.
But this is kind of like the science behind it, if you like, of slightly increasing carbon dioxide levels.
Jeez. Isn't the human body complex?
But look, it's quite amazing. And that we were designed just to breathe through the nose.
Yeah, a lot of people say, even with exercise, like try and breathe through the nose and out through
as
the mouth.
As much as you can. You know, when you're building up your fitness, you might need to do a bit of, you know, breathing out through the mouth. But when you're fit, like I've got a great photo of this amazing American athlete, a fast runner, and she's got this most relaxed look on her face and she's just nose breathing it, going at, you know, really, really fast.
Well, I know when I do my yoga every Wednesday, we do nostril breathing at the start, just as a technique, alternate nostril breathing.
We are one of the pranayama techniques, and that increases carbon dioxide.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be the gun. It's supposed to make your breaths deeper when you relax. You breathe easier.
You diaphragmatically breathe, belly breathe, and that also switches on the parasympathetic nervous system.
Jeez, amazing stuff there, Mim.
It is.
All right. Now, people want to catch up more on that because, it can go over people's heads a bit.
It's complicated, but once you get it, it really makes sense. And I'm actually talking about that at the breathing workshops at the Station Master's open day tomorrow.
All right, well, just,
10 and 1.
Where is that again? Just give us the address
again. 25 Station Street. It's opposite Rivers.
Okay.
And we've got free talks, free massages, free colour workshops, talk to all the therapists. It's going to be a really interesting day.
And what are your hours there?
Tomorrow, 10 to 1.
Oh, 10 to 1, that'd be good. Okay. Mm. I'll